This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Demonstrations are expected in the coming hours as Beirut continues to mourn its dead and grapple with the scale of rebuilding after this week's massive blast. Reuters' Edward Barron has the latest from Beirut.
Several days on from the devastating blast in Beirut, and the city's governor says 250,000 people may have been left homeless. Many are simply trying to pick up the pieces and wondering about their futures. The Prime Minister and Presidency have said 2,750 tons of highly explosive ammonia and nitrate have been stored for 6 years without safety measures at the port's warehouse. President Michel Aoun said on Friday an investigation would also examine whether the blast was caused by a bomb or other external interference.
That is Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. The flight data recorder and cockpit voice recorder have been recovered from the site of an Indian passenger jet crash in a southern state. The Air India Express plane, which was repatriating Indians stranded in Dubai due to the COVID-19 pandemic, overshot the runway of the Calicut International Airport in heavy rain. On Saturday, the death toll rose to 18, with 16 people severely injured in the crash. Military officials say at least 7 people were killed when a car bomb exploded at an army base in the Somali capital Mogadishu on Saturday. The attack, claimed by the Al-Shabaab militant group, targeted a compound near Somalia's national stadium where soldiers from the Somali National Army are stationed. The blast sent shockwaves through the city and a cloud of smoke overhead. Windows were blown out in the buildings nearby. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. intelligence officials believe that Russia is using a variety of measures to denigrate Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden ahead of the November election, and that individuals linked to the Kremlin are boosting President Donald Trump's re-election bid. We get more from AP's Sagar Magani.
In a written statement, Bill Evanina gives the U.S. intelligence agency's most recent assessment of threats to the presidential vote. The assessment holds China hopes President Trump does not win re-election, that Russia's working against Joe Biden, and Iran is looking to undermine democratic institutions overall. Evanina says many foreign actors have a preference in November, which they express in a range of ways. But the intelligence community is primarily concerned about ongoing and potential activity by those three. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In an online discussion with the Brown School of Public Health, America's top infectious disease doctor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says if communities nationwide stick to basic public health principles, including mask wearing and social distancing, he's cautiously optimistic about the course of the pandemic in the coming months.
My personal opinion, with no guarantee, that we'll probably have an answer sometime November, December. Now, I hope that answer is that it's safe and effective, but I can't guarantee it. You only can rely on my cautious optimism.
Top Democrats and negotiators for President Donald Trump failed to reach a deal on a new coronavirus relief bill, as Mr. Trump on Friday said he'd be going a different way. Reuters' Gavino Garay has more.
It was a disappointing meeting.
Democrats and Republicans are still at a political impasse over a new coronavirus relief measure after negotiations fell apart on Friday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi offered to reduce a proposed coronavirus aid package by $1 trillion if Republicans would add $1 trillion to their counteroffer. But President Donald Trump's negotiators turned that down. After nearly 2 weeks of talks that have failed to make substantial progress, President Donald Trump, who has said he would act independently by an executive order if no deal is reached, in a tweet late Friday, said he'd be going, quote, a different way.
That is Reuters' Gavino Garay reporting. France on Saturday dispatched aircraft and technical advisors to Mauritius after the prime minister appealed for urgent assistance to contain a worsening oil spill polluting the island nation's famed reefs, lagoons, and oceans. For more news whenever you need it, go to voanews.com. From Washington via remote, this is VOA News.